In this prosperity message, I am going to be teaching you about living out of God's barrel and not your barrel. We are going to start with 1 Kings chapter 17, and this is the story about Elijah, the prophet, being led of God to a certain area so a widow can feed him during a famine. And we read in 1 Kings 17 and 8, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying," now remember this, once you come into the kingdom, prosperity for you does not come from the world, but it comes from the word. Once you come into the kingdom, prosperity for you does not come from the world, meaning that it's not its origin, but it comes from the word. That the Word of God is a platform for prosperity for every believer. That's powerful revelation. The Word of God is a platform for prosperity, for all increase, for every believer, including you. Now let's find out why. And we continue our reading in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 and 9. "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." Now let's remember over in Deuteronomy 28 and 8, "The Lord shall command the blessing upon you." God will command blessings on you. If you are in lack, God has innumerable ways to get you what you need and a whole lot more. And we read over in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 10, "So he arose and went to Zarephath." From this we need to see that we have to obey. We've got to obey God. Continuing our reading, 1 Kings 17, verse 10 through 13. "So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not." See, fear connects us with death. We must remember that. We fear not. We've got to break the fear. Don't fear. It's all around us, but we must not fear. Continue on with our reading in 1 Kings 17, verses 13 through 16. "And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain on the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." Check it out. God didn't pick anyone else but this widow woman. And then Jesus in Luke 4 preaches about this woman. To no one else in Israel was the prophet sent except to a widow in Zarephath. It's like saying, to none of the church was the man of God sent, but he was sent on the west side of the city. Why? Because the people wouldn't believe him. The people who were supposed to be believing him wouldn't believe him, and he had to get a stranger out there to believe him. God will always get somebody to believe him. I don't know about you, but I believe God. Now the prophet obeyed, and he went to Zarephath, and he found this woman. He told her to get him some water, and as she was going to do that, he stopped her and told her to get him some food first. He told her to bring him a morsel of bread in her hand. In other words, this was cooked. 1 Kings 17:12. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. So she is saying she had only enough for one meal, and that was for her and her son. 1 Kings 17:13. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. She could have told him she wasn't going to do that, but she didn't, because it takes a servant's heart to manifest God's goodness. People full of pride can't manifest this. God resists the proud. I think God is trying to get a lot of people, but he can't get to them. Pride has blocked them out. So you got to make sure your heart is willing to do what God asks you to do. 1 Corinthians 17:14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. I want you to see this. Every time she went to the barrel of meal and fixed the food, she would have to take the last. And so each time she had to trust God that when she came back, there would be enough to make another meal. She wasn't really working out of her barrel, but she was working out of God's barrel that never went empty. When you are believing God to meet your needs, whose barrel are you working out of? God's barrel. When God tells you to sow a seed, he is not going to tell you that and not give you the resources to do it. That's against his nature. When Jesus told his disciples to feed the multitudes, they asked him how they were going to feed all these people, for they had only 5 fish and 2 loaves of bread. Jesus told them, it was enough, and just bring it to him. So once you tap into God's barrel, it continues to flow until either the rain comes, meaning you got plenty now and the harvest is coming in, or until the famine breaks, or until God says so. If God tells you to sow, and as quickly as you do, he will give you more if you ask him for it, and he will give you another one and another one. This happens when we dare to believe him for another and another seed to sow. If we learn to get seed to sow to our man or woman of God, then God will make sure you get what you want and what you need. The foundation of increase in the Word of God is the Word of God. God has given you his Word. Give, and it shall be given unto you. How many times do you think that will work? Every time. God never intended for you to depend on the world, because the world is going broke. They are busy hiding stuff right now that they don't want anyone to find out about. Why? They are hoarding the resources. You don't need to hoard anything. You can feed everybody on your block every day for 6 months and never get to your reserves. Anybody can do it with faith. That widow woman's son could have done it. My point is that if you got faith, you can work this. I said, if you got faith, you can work this. You got faith, you just need to use it. If you are giving to help a ministry get out of debt, then you can believe God that your debt is paid off. Like a man of God says when he gets a bill, God, you got mail. Let God help you pay off your debts as well as helping other ministries pay off their debt. Some people are walking in fear and they don't know it. It's in the culture out here, and that's why a lot of things are happening. It's happening because fear has taken over. The Bible tells us in the last days men's hearts are going to fail them because of fear. Why? Because of Hittite spirits. They are taking over. They are spirits of terror, and that's why terrorism is on the rise. That's why you see long lines at the airport. It's causing nothing but chaos. What are they waiting on? They are waiting on the church. This world system out here, the world is waiting on the church. We are the only ones who can deal with the devil. And I'm telling you right now, you and I need to stop trying to live out of our own barrel and come on over to God's barrel, because in God's barrel, there is no bottom. It just keeps refilling and refilling and refilling.